Weiter in Shasri and Shavuos Tav Chav Zayin, picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok Deilig Mishnah. Nishba Levatel Mitzah. Let's say somebody says swear that he's going to be Vatel Mitzah. I will not eat matzah on Pesach. Vlobito. But then he's not Vatel. He actually does it. He eats the matzah. Potter. He doesn't have to bring a carbon for a Shavuos Bitoy. Lekayim. He makes a swear. I will put on tefillin. Velokim. He doesn't do it. Potter. He's Potter as well. Shahaya Badin Sheikhaif. Really, one would have thought that he's going to be Chayef. Someone does a Shavuot to be Mekayim and he's not Mekayim. Kid of Rabbi Yehuda Misera, like the words of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Misera. That, what does he say? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Misera, Ma ima Rishos, in a situation where someone swears by Rishos, in other words, I'm going to eat bread or I'm not going to eat bread. There's no Chayef or not Chayef to do that. She'ena Mushba Alav, Mehar Sinai. This is not already put upon him by Har Sinai. We know from Har Sinai, we swore to keep the entire Torah, but this has nothing to do with that. Harehu Chayev Alav, that in such a case, a person will be Chayev. And yeah, other than by a mitzvah, when there is a mitzvah, Shehu Mushba Alav Mehar Sinai, is that Mushba Alav Mehar Sinai? And Odin Shei Chayev Alav, of course, it's going to be Chayev in such a thing. Amr Lo, so the Chachamim, the Tanakama argues in Rebbe Mitzvah, says Lo. Ema Marta B'Shavuos HaRishos, you want to say that there's a Chayev for a Shavuos Bito by a Rishos. Shekein Asaba Lav Kehain. It's in a circumstance where there's a lav, do not do, and a kehain, where you say, I will do, where there's no sort of chiv over there. Tomer Rishos Mitzvah, you want to say the same thing by Shavuos Mitzvah, Shalos Abba Lav Kehain, where there's no lav kehain over there? You can't equate these two over here. She'im Nishma Lavatav Lobita Pater. Because Allah is someone who swears to violate a mitzvah, and he doesn't, then he's going to be Pater. So don't try to make this Kavachomer, nothing doing. Tana Rabbanan, Yachol Nishba Levatel Semitzvah Velo Bitel Yechayev. One would have thought that maybe if I make a swear to be Mevatel Semitzvah, I'm not Mevatel it, then Yechayev, he'd be Chayev to bring a Shavuos Bitoy, a carbon for Shavuos Bitoy, Tamad Lomer, Lahara O Lehetev. Right, what does that teach you? Ma, Tavu Roshos, just like a Shavuos, this has to be Lahara O Lehetev, Af Hara Roshos. Ma tover shus af harel shus the rest of it shus also otzi nishpa levatas a mitzvah lo bitel shu pater because it's a chova yachol nishpa lekayim is a mitzvah velo kiyem sheichayev tamad lo melahar lehitiv ma harar shus af a tover shus otzi nishpa lekayim is a mitzvah lo kiyem shehu pater yachol nishpa lahar laatzma velo hara someone have thought that if someone swears to hurt himself and he doesn't do it yachol yipati be pater. Talmud Lomer Lahara Lehetev is telling you that what you'd be chayev. Ma Atava Rishos, Av Hara Rishos, just like the Atava is talking about Rishos, so too Hara is Rishos. Avi Nishba Lahara La'atzov Lahara, I can therefore include somebody who swears to harm himself and he doesn't harm himself. Sher Rishos Biyado, because it's in his hand to do such a thing. And therefore you'd be chayev Yachal Nish, the. Therefore, such a shvua is a shvuz bito. Yachol nishba lahara ala cherim v'lo hara. If I swear I'm going to hurt somebody else and I didn't do it, she'chayev, they're going to be chayev. Tamad lomer lahara lehetev. Maha tava rishos, you have the ability of doing it. Hafara rishos as well. Otzi nishba lahara ala cherim v'lo hara, because you're not allowed to. You're not rishos biyot. It's not in your rishos to go out to hurt somebody else. Minayin, if you're not going to be chayev of carbon shvuz bito. Minayin l'rabba satava l'cherim. Where do I know to include a shvua to do good to others? Tamad lomer o lehetev. And therefore it's saying also over there, the O Lehetiv, this extra thing over there is used by the Pasuk because we darshan to include a Shavua to go ahead to give Hana to somebody else. Vezo hi hara acherim. What is considered harming others? Akas bloni, I'm going to hit someone. Ve'efza is mocho, I'm going to crack open his skull. Ah, good times. Says the Gemara, Umimai dekroi b'dvar rishus ksivi. All these things, all these drushes we're making, is because we're saying lahara lehetev is talking about a davar shav rishus. How do you know that's what it's talking about? And the Gemara is going to point that. How do we know? Delma dvar mitzvah ksivi. Maybe it's talking about a dvar mitzvah. And then you'd be chai for that as well. Lo stakadaitach. Deba'ina atava dumida ara. Ve'ara dumida atava. It has to be each one is doma to the other. The Akish Hara La Tava will say the following. What's a Akish doing bad to doing good? Ma Tava Eina Bibitol Mitzvah. Just like doing good can't be talking about a Shavuot to violate a mitzvah, because that's clearly not something good. Afroinu Bibitol Mitzvah. So to Hara can't be the Bibitol Mitzvah as well. Hara Gufa Tavahi. Because doing bad in this case is fulfilling a mitzvah and therefore considered doing good. In the case where someone said it by bad. Vakish Dol Ra, flip it the other way. Ma Hara in a Bikir Mitzvah, just like Hara doing bad, can't be talking about doing a mitzvah, That clearly can't be bad. So to doing good can't be referring to doing a mitzvah as well, because doing good in this case is going to be violating a mitzvah, if it's considered doing bad. That's really true, that doing good and doing bad are compared to each other. So you can't find the by dvar rishus either. So when it says, for the fact that this extra thing, it says, oh, right, which is we can learn out that it's talking about Dvar Rishus. If you want to think to say the Dvar Mitzvah, that this is written in reference to a Dvar Mitzvah, that this, then you wouldn't need it, because a chiyuv for violating such a shvua could be learned out from a Kal Vachomer. Hashda haros acherim misrabi. If a shvua to do harm to other people is included as a shvua's bitoy, hatovas acherim mibai, do you have to say that a shvua to benefit other people is going to be included? So for this extra word, is a raya that only shvuas in reference to rishus are being spoken about in that pasuk. What do you mean? But we need the word oh. We need this word to make a separation. Right? When it says to do bad or to do good, it's teaching that a shvua to either good or bad is considered shvua's bitoy. Therefore, you can't go in darshan. It says, lechalik lo tzarech kra. To me, lechalik, you don't need a pasuk for that. Right? Could have just dropped out that word over there. We could have done that. Ha nicha le Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that works according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he orders the word oh, it's not necessary to separate it. El Rabbi Yoshia, but according to Rabbi Yoshia, says you do need it. Mike, what are you going to say that? And our question still exists. This is the Gemara, the Tanya, because we went to the Baisa. Ish Asher. Where did we see this? We've seen this before. But Messiah Sanhedrin, Yuma, and other places. The Tanya. Ish Asher Yikalos Avivisimo. The puzzle says, a man who will curse his father and his mother will be put to death. And Liela Avivim. I don't know if he does a father and his money. A mother. Aviv Velo Imo Imo Velo Aviv Minayin. Tamad Lomer Aviv Vimo Kilel. Aviv Kilel Imo Kilel. Divri Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Omer Mashmash Rishtem Bet Kechad. The first part of the pasuk, when it says any man who will curse his father and his mother, implies that the person's going to be chayv, this kid's going to be chayv when he curses both of them together. Umashma echad b'fnei atzmo, and it also implies that he's going to be chayv when he curses each one of them by itself. Beep, turn the page. Chof zayin on the base. Ad shiyifrut lecha hakasuv yachtov. Right, and this is going to apply to any pasuk that says about two different things and connects it with the letter vav, unless the pasuk specifies for you that it applies to both of them together. So therefore, according to Rav Yoshia, the question is back and back to life, right? Because if the word O is necessary to separate the two in his opinion, it's not available to include Shavuos Hanah to benefit other people as Shavuos Bitoy. And then there's no Raya that when you have a Shavua by a mitzvah, that it's not going to be considered Shavuos Bitoy. He says, Gemara, filu tema Rabbi Yoshia. You can even say that this din of the Braisa works with Rabbi Yoshia. Just suffer luck, Rabbi Akiva. And he holds, like Rabbi Akiva, the darsh ribuye umeute, like we saw yesterday. According to Rabbi Akiva, a shvua about anything that's considered shvua's bitoy, all different shvuas are considered shvua's bitoy, except for, with one exception, which is learned out from this to do bad or to do good. Yeah, Marta B'Shalom B'Dvar Rishos K'sev, Nav Rabbi Akiva's din is understood. Let's say that this din of Rabbi Akiva makes sense if you say the pasuk is talking about Rishos, B'Mayit Dvar Mitzvah, right? To exclude that of a mitzvah. Yeah, Marta B'Dvar Mitzvah K'sev, you say to go to mitzvah, B'Mayit K'Mayit. And what exactly is this coming to exclude? So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that a shvua about a mitzvah-related shtickle is not called a shvua's bitoy. Rabbi Yoshia is agreeing with him as well, and that's why we say it's only by a shvua's rishos. Zog next part of Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah Mishnah, Amalim rishos, this is a whole shtickle. By rishos, you're going to be chayav, clearly by mitzvah also. For Rabbanan, Shapir come with Rabbi Yudah Mishnah, they said back to him a good vart. What's going to say back? Rabbi Yudah Mishnah, Amalim rishos, say back, Atu atovas acherim, in reference to a shvua to benefit others, lav afogav the lesser b'chal aros acherim, v'rabbi rachmana, right, is it not so that even though the parallel shvua to harm other people is not included in that of a Shavuos Bitoy. But the Torah still includes it as a Shavuos Bitoy. Hachanami b'kiyum mitzvah, here also in reference to being mekayem mitzvah, forgave the lesser b'tol mitzvah, even though the parallel one of being violating it, being matal mitzvah, is not considered Shavuos Bitoy. Rabbi Rechmana is still coming to be included in the category as well, the Shavuos Bitoy. Oh, for Rabbanu, what do they say back to that? Hasam over there by a Shavua to do good, to Tavos Acherim, Isay below Eitiv. There's a parallel Shavuos Bitoy called I will not benefit other people. Rashi's Lachirim can go on Matana La'asher. Hacha here in reference to a Shavuos Bitoy of a mitzvah, mi ise below a kayim. Is there a parallel one of I will not fulfill it? Right? A Shavua not to fulfill a mitzvah is considered a Shavua to violate a mitzvah. Because a mitzvah can be violated through not doing something also. Therefore, a shvua to do a mitzvah doesn't have a parallel shvua, and it can't be classified as a shvuas bitoy. Beautiful. Zakt, the next Heliga Mishnah. Shvua shlo ochel kikar zu. Vaymiga swear. I swear I will not eat this loaf of bread. Shvua shlo ochelena. I swear that I will not eat it. I swear I will not eat it. Right? He said these three things, one after the other. He's talking about the same piece of bread over and over again. Then he eats it. He's only going to be chayav one. Says Rashi, "Shein shvua chal al shvua, another shvua chal on another shvua." Zui shvuas bitoy. This is a shvuas bitoy shechayavim al zdona makos for that which somebody's going to be chayav malkos if he does it b'mezid. Val shagas and kober olav yored, and for doing it b'shogeg and be chayav in olav yored. Shvua shav. Now let's talk about a new type of shvua, a shvua shav, a vein in oath. Oath that is a shvua as oath shav in vain vain in oath an oath in vain shvua shav chayavim al zdona makos if you did amazing you can chayav makos but you also potter but shogeg you went over it you're gonna be potter wow we were. Why is it necessary that it goes and teach that the first three shavuos saying I swear I will not eat this and then it switched to I swear I will not eat it, right? It says I will not eat and it says I will not eat it. Why you gotta do that? How come Ashmalan time of the Amish Lo Ochel v'Hadar Amish Lo Achlena? The Lo Mechayev Elchad. That's why you have only one. But Amish Lo Achlena v'Hadar Amish Lo Ochel. But he started with I will not eat it, and then he says I will not eat. Then the Chayev Tatz is giving the Chayev two. Kid Rava like Rava. Dama Rava Shvush Lo Ochel Kikarzu. Someone swears I will not eat this piece of bread. This bread. Once he eats a gazayas, he's going to be chayav. Shaloch lena. If he says, I will not eat it, he's not going to be chayav until he eats the entire thing. So, when it says, when the Mishnah is first. Yeah, okay, period. Says the Mishnah says, Shvur shaloch lena v'achla, inuchayav v'la'acha, says, I will not eat it, and then I swear that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, and then. So I'm not going to eat it. And then he says, a shvua, I'm not going to eat it. And then he ate it. It's not gonna, he's only going to be chayav one. Ha su lamali. Why is it necessary to say the third shvua over there? The second one is not going to work. Clearly, the third one is not going to work either. Ha kamashos coming to teach you. Chiyuva hu deleka ha shvua ika. There's no chiyuva for that extra thing, but there still is a shvua on it. It still exists over there. The imishkach is ravcha. And if it finds a place to hold on to, Chayle will grab onto. My Hilchasa, what exactly is the halach of this? Like, what where would the additional one take effect? Look at the Rava, like Rava said, Dama Rava, She'im Nishal Al Rishona. Let's say he does a She'ela Schacham in order to get out of the first one. Also, Loshnia Tachta, the second one now falls in place there. So it's kind of like waiting in the waiting room to come fall into place. Let's back this up. Mishan of the base Nazirus, if someone does two, he vows two terms of Nazirus. Right, Rashi says, "Stam nazir shloshim yom, lamid yom." Umana rishona, and he counted the first one. Hifra shala carbon, then he set aside a carbon. Vachach nishala rishona, then he does a shala on the first one. Also loshnia b'rishona, the second one falls in place for the first one. He doesn't have to do another nazirus. And since going b'halachah hashda, you can compare these cases. Awesome nazirus miyaisa. In the Bais's case, the second term of Nazirus at least is relevant, even the first one is not removed. The Chimani Rishona, when he counted the first one, by Madam Mimdam Lishniya Beloshela, he has to then go and count the second term, even if there was no hashala to get rid of the first. Hach over here, where the two identical shvuos are made one after the other, shvuos shnia mi isa klal, does the second one have any relevance at all if the first one isn't removed? So how could you compare these two things? And we're going to stop over here, my friends. Continue with this, God willing, tomorrow. Till then, I want to show you all a great, great day.